Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino coming at you, ready to talk some Survivor One World with our latest exit interview. It was Jay Byers who was the latest guy to go home. Did not see it coming. Sort of a sad story last night as Jay was blindsided by the women. Troyzan tried to tell him what was going on. He didn't believe Troyzan. He went and narked on Troyzan to Kim, told Kim that Troy had the idol. So we'll get into all of that with Jay. So I can see that Jay is ready to go. So let's go ahead and patch him through. Jay, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Rob?
Jay, good morning. You're on with Rob Cesternino. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Jay, I want to get into everything with you from last night. Jay, it seemed like last week you were so close to figuring everything out, but then it was a whole 180 for you this week where you seemed completely bum-puzzled about everything.
Yeah, I literally, man, looking back, I don't know what was the key factor in just making me really just go all out and trust those girls. So I really don't know what there was no one thing that made me change my mind. I just really thought that the new Solani was going to go against Christina or Alicia that night.
Was it just a case of that you wanted to believe it so bad that you just convinced yourself it was true?
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening. Because, I mean, I had so many conversations with Troy and Kim and Chelsea, and I just, like, you know, at that point in the game, I felt like I had to trust somebody, and I really didn't trust all of the guys, especially as far as all the guys working together. That was just impossible for me to believe in. And, you know, I just sat down and was like, all right, I'm going to believe these two girls, and I got played.
Yep. What about the decision that, I mean, you basically sold out Troyzan. I couldn't believe it. Why did you go and tell Kim about Troyzan's idol?
Well, for me, I felt like that I was going to work with Kim and Chelsea longer than I would Troy, because I knew they were going to be after Troy. I had kind of got that impression for a while, and I really thought that he was going to go before me. So in my mind, I was going to, basically like you said, sell Troy out. I was going to try to get him to play his idol and send the girl home, and then, you know, obviously the girls go after Troy before they went after me. So
yeah. So last week, when you guys were going to vote out Michael, I mean, it really seemed like you were the one who was the voice of dissension, and Troy was the guy who was saying that he wanted to vote out Michael because Kim had told him Michael was coming after us, or coming after you guys. Why did you end up voting for Michael? What was the conversation that you ended up having with Troyzan where he convinced you to ultimately vote against Michael last week?
Well, at that point, I really felt like that I was just going to be just one vote that really didn't make a difference because so many people had their minds made up. So I just figured I'd go along with that. Whether I had voted against anybody else at that point, I knew it was not going to matter. Literally from week one, Troy and Mike, I felt like I was playing like mediator between them and just trying to play with Mike and say, all right, it's all right, you can get rid of Troy later. And then telling Troy the same thing, like, all right, just deal with Mike a little longer, you can get rid of him later. So, I mean, that just seemed to be like a war in between amongst the guys that just lasted forever. And, you know, obviously it came too early for our benefit, so.
What was the reason that the guys ended up all falling apart? I mean, was there any one particular reason? I mean, looking back, the guys were all, you know, there was a big divide in the men's tribe from the beginning. Why weren't the men able to stick together?
I think once that, for me, I can say that, you know, I came into the game and I was planning on working with, like, the minority people or, like, certain people that would be stereotyped as going home first. I wanted to work with those people, but once I got lined up with
the Roosters,
Matt, once I was associated with the Rooster, you know, that put a target on my back. I never wanted to work with him that fast and once I saw how he was. So I was just kind of like, I had a target on my back early. So that was one thing as far as the guys looking at me. But me looking at them, you know, once they made that decision to go to Tribal, to send themselves to Tribal, I didn't trust any of those guys because obviously that's the dumbest move in Survivor history.
It's up, you know, there, so, yeah. But yes, I think that, sure. That would have been good for you, I think, to be with the Roosters, because I think that, you know, all those, you know, a few of those other guys, I don't think that they had the social game that you had. And I think you could have been in there as like the nicest guy of the Roosters. And then, you know, come, you know, after the merge, you know, Quinlan is pissing everybody off and nobody likes Michael. And, you know, you could have been right there.
Yeah, that definitely... That definitely came into my mind once I started hearing people's opinions about them. Like even in the game, like pre-merge, like people were talking like, you know, we don't like such and such. And I was like, all right, well, you know, we'll see how this goes. But again, I mean, there's just so much confusion on that first Manana side that, you know, you just couldn't trust anybody.
Right, right. What about as far as the women go? I mean, did you have a sense of, I know you said you were working with Kim and Chelsea. Did you have a sense of just how much Kim was calling the shots while you were there?
Not really. I mean, we had a good idea that it was a certain two or three girls that were calling the shots, but we didn't really know at that time who seemed to be the most in charge.
Mm-hmm. Now, you wanted to vote out Alicia last night. Was there any reason in particular why you were gunning after Alicia? It seemed like you had some hard feelings towards her.
Well, at the time, it wasn't necessarily based on hard feelings, although we really didn't get along from day one. You know, for me, it was a girl going home, which obviously leveled it back out a little bit. And she was a very, not that she was wishy-washy, but she was definitely a floater. She was definitely working more sides than anybody. I knew that she was working with, I thought she was really close to Kat. And, you know, they were on the bottom side of my alliance, so I really wanted her going for that reason. And she was working the guys, and I just really felt like I hadn't talked to her at that point, so I kind of thought it might have been too late. So she just seemed like the most... sneaky player that could just pull some tricks, so I just wanted her gone.
She does seem a little sneaky.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, we have this Chelsea last night. Now, she said she didn't want to know about the plan because she didn't want to lie to you and to Troyzan, and then ultimately she ends up remembering how much she likes money. But I've seen you and this Chelsea very close over these last couple episodes. Was this just an alliance here? Because my Survivor radar is telling me this is something more than just alliance.
No, there was no showmance between me and Chelsea. I definitely think the public wanted to see it, and that's definitely a big question everybody
asked. We wanted to
Chelsea.
See it.
Oh, yeah. Well... I think she had a boyfriend at the time,
what?
Rob, so who knows?
What?
But no, I mean, you know, once we found out we were from the same state, it kind of made things like, you know, it'd be really cool if we had the South Carolina alliance, and that just made into another reason why I believed her and Kim.
Yeah, well, that's rule number one. Never believe women. That's rule number one. Survivor end in real life. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely a hard lesson learned. if I did trust women going into the game, coming out of the game, I definitely don't trust them.
Now, what is going on with Leaf? Because I love Leaf, and he's so much fun for me to watch every week. But, I mean, does this guy have any clue? Although, you know, I'm asking you, and you're talking to me, and he's still on the show. But does Leaf have any idea what's going on?
Man... with all due respect to Leaf, I don't think he did have a clue.
I mean, he's listening to you on who to vote for.
Yeah, I tried to, you know, like I said, I was trying to work with some people that I thought didn't really have a strong presence in the game, but he has been a blast to watch. I've enjoyed watching him on the show.
Oh, he's
sure.
Great.
But, you know, at the time, me and Leaf never really had, like, a ton of time together, so, you know, to me, he just seemed like a floater.
Yeah, I can see that. So now what about Tarzan? Now, I noticed that Tarzan voted for you to go home last night. Was that a surprise for you?
No, what? That was not a surprise. I mean, that just echoes what I said a while ago, that you never knew what the guys were going to pull. You could not trust them to be an all-guys alliance. Like, if Tarzan woke up in a bad mood or, you know, somebody pissed him off, like, that would change his mind in an instant. So you never could believe what he was saying. And me and him never really got along in the game. I mean, I respected him, he respected me, but we just kind of did our own thing. I think we had our own agenda. So It didn't surprise me to see it. So I definitely loved watching that cat from my couch because he was hilarious in the game. He was tough to get along with, but he's definitely been good TV.
I mean, did you have a sense that Tarzan was working with the women, or did you just piss him off that day and he was just throwing a vote at you and he happened to be voting with the women?
No, I don't. I really don't think that I pissed him off that day. I really believe that he just, I think he might have worked with Alicia. Him and Alicia seemed to be really strong at that point. Yeah.
Wow, Tarzan.
So that goes back to the point of wanting to get rid of Alicia. I knew she was working the guys, and like I said, I just think Tarzan was kind of weaved himself in there a little bit on that new Manano side.
There's a Tarzan-Alicia alliance that we don't even know anything about on this show? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I think you know. Now, is Tarzan wearing Monica's shirt? Was he wearing a woman's shirt last night?
He indeed was wearing Monica's shirt.
How did that come out? Did somebody say, hey, Tarzan, this would be funny, put this on, or he wanted to wear that?
No, that was all Tarzan's plan. You know, that's just another one of his crazy moments on the game, him running around in a Speedo with his buff stuck in a Speedo, or him showing up in Monica's shirt. So you just never knew with that guy.
But is he trying to entertain you guys, or is he just, he's just being weird?
You know, we never could figure out. I don't know to this day. Like, I can't wait to speak to him and really ask him and see him more outside of the game, because I mean, in the game, I could not figure out if he was just putting on a show or was it really Tarzan. Like, I really think he was just out there having a good time and enjoying himself.
That's good, because we're enjoying Tarzan. Love him. Jay, now, during the Tribal Council last night, I thought this was weird, that Jeff Probst asked who doesn't feel safe tonight, as opposed to last week when everybody said they felt safe, especially Michael. So you, Troyzan, and Kim all raised their hand. Now, I get why Troyzan was definitely feeling threatened. Kim was feeling threatened after you said that Troyzan was coming after her. But why did you feel threatened in particular?
Well, you know, when it opens up and I say I had a dream, I got shot. Like,
yes.
Literally, I woke up that morning and I just had this eerie feeling like it was not going to be a good day. And I just had that unease feeling all day long. And when everybody's like changing votes and running around right before we head off to tribal, I just like, for some reason, I knew something was up, and, you know, too little too late, so.
Yeah, I've been there. Things sometimes, you know, things just aren't adding up, and you don't know exactly what it is, but something's just not right.
Yeah.
Now, Sabrina is somebody who I think is very interesting, because most of the strategic focus of the season has been on what Kim is doing, and I think we've even seen what Chelsea is thinking more so than Sabrina. What's Sabrina's role in all of this?
Well, I think Sabrina had a, you know, she was in with the old Solani Alliance, and she was a part of that core group that was really running the show at that time. And, you know, even up until then, I didn't really know how tight they were. But, you know, she seems, looking back up until this point, watching, she seems to have a really good head on her shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. I know you can't say anything about this, but I'm very interested to watch how this shakes out between Sabrina and Chelsea and Kim. Oh, now, we talked to Colton a couple of weeks ago, and now he said that he actually was very close with you in the game, and he wanted to send you the immunity idol, and that how you and him were going to work together after the merge. Is this any of this news to you?
No, I think Alicia might have told me that he wanted to give me the idol and that he wasn't able to do so. As soon as we unloaded that truck on day one, Colton looked at me and he was like, you know, I think I'm going to be the first one to go. They're going to kick out the crazy gay guy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, look, bro, I was like, I'll protect you, this and that. So when he started working that women's side, I kind of thought, well, maybe I do need to protect him a lot more, because if he can work the women's side, that gives me a shoe-in come merge time. And I think that was kind of our plan. And, you know, obviously he went home sick and wanted to give me the idol, and there I was without it and couldn't get to it. So him being sick definitely screwed up some future plans we had.
But did you have something going on with Colton? And I'm not talking in a romantic way, Jay.
I would hope not.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, like I said, you know, on day one, Colton kind of, he looked to me, I don't want to say like I was his little protector or whatever, but like, you know, you never saw him say anything bad about me, and me and him just kind of on the low was like, all right, I'll work. His plan was he was going to work the girls. Come merch time, I would be there right with him because I was the one protecting him. And, you know, obviously I didn't agree with a lot of the things that were going on, but as far as a game standpoint, I knew that he was super strategic and just that this guy knew the game inside and out. And I felt like he was somebody that I could pair up that really nobody would expect, and we could get a lot of work done.
Mm-hmm. Jay, one last question. Are you ever going to be able to enjoy chicken wings and beer ever again?
Maybe. I'm pretty scarred right now, but I think I'm going to open up a restaurant, call it Jay Bird's Chicken and Beer. So you never know.
Yeah, Jay Bird's Chicken and Beer, where you never have to worry about immunity.
Yeah, $1 million wings. You know.
Okay. Could you have won that challenge? Did you?
You know, I mean, like I said, I literally physically prepared myself and worked out and trained to do any and every physical challenge. My plan was to go on an immunity run. I got away from that plan. I don't want to be that guy that sat back and was like, oh, yeah, I could have done that. But, yeah, I could have done that. Obviously, I chose to step down, so.
Yeah, well, but the wings were good?
Yeah, the wings were good. I
not
actually
too hot.
Shared a few, and I gave a few people a sip of my beer and tried to trade out for some candy, so it was
okay.
Good. But that's the game.
All right, Jay. Well, thanks so much. Really appreciate you coming on with us, and looking forward to hearing from you at the finale.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
All right, Jay. Take care, buddy. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Jay Byers, the latest person voted out of the tribe on Survivor One World. Well, our Survivor Day is just getting started here. We are going to be waiting for Nicole to come home in a little bit, and then later in the day, we are going to talk to the one and only winner of Survivor South Pacific, Sophie G. Clark. Looking forward to talking with Sophie, because Sophie doesn't pull any punches. Sophie she's not here to suck kneecaps. She's not going to, say anything fake or nice when she doesn't believe it. So she is going to give us the real scoop on everything Survivor, and that is why Sophie is going to be a very fun podcast for me later in the day. So plenty of stuff coming the next couple days. We got the Survivor podcast, and then I'm going to be headed down to Temecula for the reality rally on Saturday morning, and I'll have a bunch of reality interviews for you coming up from the reality rally that I'll post after the weekend. So a lot of stuff to get to. And in the meantime, always want to remind you guys about Amazon.com for all of the selection and all of the savings. You know, Amazon.com through Rob has a website. Great way to support the show and keep all these podcasts filling up your iPod with junk. So until next time, I will talk to you guys again soon. Bye.